Thank you for meditating. Let me offer a short comment. During one of the group meetings, we were talking about two kinds of fear that we go through when we come to a meditation retreat. The first fear is the fear of coming to the retreat by knowing that it will be at the mercy of other people. And we have to follow rules, regulations created by other people, and we have to be in a new environment and eat food that may not be our favorite. So there's a lot of fear, and also the idea of being in silence for days. And then we talked about there's another kind of fear happens during the retreat, which is fear of leaving the retreat. And we kind of know what is out there when we go back. Now the fear changed into a whole different form. We can realize that how much we have been living in the conditioned mind and being kind of lost in our thoughts and beliefs and see. And that causes a whole unnecessary pain and unhappiness. And here we go through this wonderful journey, like heart opens, mind expands, forgiveness, love, acceptance. We go through those wonderful transformations. And then we also kind of see that there's this really powerful force waiting for you to come back. And that force is the collective unawareness. And we know that force is really powerful, like huge tornado, like huge like storm that is harder to just withstand. We have only one more night left. And let's try to take advantage of every minute, every moment that we're going to spend together until tomorrow morning. And let's hold and re-strengthen our commitment to the awakening. Tara was talking about the process of jhana, which is my favorite topic. Also, in Zen Buddhism, they have this saying, one must die someday on the meditation cushion. And that someday can be right now. And the dying that they're talking about is actually this experience that we are surrendering. And maybe this is how we feel when we sit down together, we open our heart, we let go of our preferences, like, dislike, judgment, and we welcome love, compassion, joy, but also we courageously open our heart to pain, confusion, and suffering too, our own suffering as well as the suffering of humanity. And when we do that, there's this surrender, this courageous surrender, and then we feel we are actually dying inside. we feel that our old self is dying, our old self, which is a body of resistance, attachment, and that is a dying. But it's a beautiful dying, because that dying feels sometimes some kind of a new blossoming, in which we feel that our true nature is also shining. And thank you for your journey and the fellowship that we are sharing with each other.